Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitan.
The study of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. Now, why in the world Yair will come and fall at the feet of Yeshua the Messiah? After all, the spiritual leaders of Israel, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, from Jerusalem, from the temple and elsewhere, they did not want to accept that Yeshua was the Messiah. And so imagine, he is very similar, I would suggest, to Nicodemus or Nakdimon, who came to Yeshua by night and said, "We know that you are men come from God because no one can do the miracles that you are doing." But Yair came by day. He came when everyone could see him. He must have known very well in his own mind that when he's going to come to Yeshua with his need, the rest of the people in the synagogue will not be happy with him. And yet he came. Because he had a need. And he's coming, the English says here, the ruler of the synagogue. In Hebrew, it says one of the heads or the spiritual leaders, or you might say in that particular Beit Knesset. And he's coming. He's coming to Yeshua. And you notice what it says here? He fell at his feet. Now, it's so unusual to fall at the feet of Yeshua, the Messiah. That means that you recognize that this person has something to give. He's someone. You never fall at someone's feet unless you realize who he was and who he is. Perhaps he already recognized in his own heart that there's only one who could help him. His wealth couldn't help him. His leadership in the synagogue couldn't help him. His position in the community couldn't help him. He had a problem, and apparently the problem was that he has a daughter. You notice what it says here in the next verse? He says he beseeched him. Notice verse 23 of Mark chapter 5. He besought Yeshua greatly, saying, "My little daughter layeth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and that she may live." Now, beloved brothers and sisters, we love our children, don't we? God gave us family, gave us parents, gave us children, and we love our children. What would you do if something would happen to your daughter or your son? And you know very well that this person, this child of mine, is in a point of death. What shall you do? What will you do? And you know very well that there is a man by the name of Yeshua the Messiah who was right there in the midst, in the land of Israel, in the area of Galilee, that he's going about and he give healing to all, to many of the people among the nation of Israel. And you know this, and you have seen it, and you experience this. Maybe the leaders tell, no, we don't believe that he was the Messiah, but what would you do when your daughter is at the point of death? And you love your daughter. And so you take a decision. And he made a decision. And you notice, beloved brothers and sisters, he made a decision, Yair that is. His name tells us that Jehovah, the Lord, will give light. As his name, so his action is seen here, right here in this particular verse. And so Yair besought the Lord. He fell at his feet and he besought him greatly. He says, "My little daughter, she lying at the point of death. Please, Lord, I pray thee, come." And notice his faith. He believed that Yeshua was able to heal her from her sickness, that she will not die. And he says, "Just come. Lay your hand upon her, that she may be healed, and that she shall live." Now, beloved brothers and sisters, this man simply didn't follow the rest of the leadership of our own nation, the religious leaders of Israel, who did not want to acknowledge that he was the Messiah. In fact, if you remember earlier, we already read that they said that the healing that he did was done by the Baal Zvuv, the prince of the demons. In other words, he completely, you might say, violated the position that the rest have taken. And you know why? Because he has a need. It is amazing how people change when they have a need in their life. All of a sudden, they don't look at things the way they used to look in pride, but God have allowed them to experience some humility so they will be driven to the person of Yeshua, the Messiah. And so, lo and behold, look at this. He besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. Come, lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed." And you notice how the reaction of the Lord in verse 24, the response of the Lord, he says, "And Yeshua went with him, and much people followed him." This is verse 24, "and thronged him." That word for thronged him is pressed against him. As Yeshua began, notice immediately, it doesn't take too long, he doesn't wait around, he wants to respond to the need of Yair, of Jairus. No delay. He knows the heart of Yair, he knows that he really meant business, he was really concerned, and that he believed on him. You see, faith in a Messiah is essential. It's essential for salvation, but it is essential in every trial that we have in our life. We need to trust him that he will be able to meet our needs. So, no delay. Yeshua immediately, as it says here, Yeshua went with him, much people followed him and pressed against him as he continued. You can just imagine the scene. He is there by the Kinneret, the Sea of Galilee, on the shore. Multitude of people are standing all around. And as the multitude are standing there to watch and ask them on the Lord to do some miracles in their midst, come a man by the name of Yair, falling before the Lord Yeshua the Messiah and beseeching him, "Come, I have a sick daughter. Just touch her so she will be healed." What a faith this man have had. Against all odds, against all opposition that he must have anticipated from his own people whom he loved, but yet they did not accept that Yeshua was the Messiah. But he believed that Yeshua is able to heal his sick daughter who is nigh to death. Now here it is, beloved brothers and sisters. As Yeshua began to follow, to go with Yair to his own home, a second story interfered that story. And it's not by accident, it is somehow God bring in another story, another event, another need that exists by another person. This time it's not a ruler, a leader, a well-to-do person, a person that have a lot of, you might say, reputation in the Jewish community among our own people in the land of Israel, in one of the northern towns of Israel. It very well could be Kfar Nahum once again. This time is another woman. And we read, notice, from verse 25, Mark 5, 25 to 34, there is another event that is coming in between Yair's situation. And as the Lord Yeshua the Messiah continue now to go to Yair's home in Kfar Nahum to heal his daughter from her sickness, then another woman, another person come into the picture. This time, we read in verse 25, "And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse, when she heard of Yeshua, came in the press behind him and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Now pause here for a moment. You notice the contrast, beloved brothers and sisters? This woman's name is not even mentioned. A certain woman. The Gospel of Luke oftentimes used this expression, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He went to visit a certain home or a certain house where he went to eat with the family. A certain woman, any woman it could be. But her name is not mentioned. And you know why her name is not mentioned? Because she was really not so much an important woman. She was an outcast. And you know why she was an outcast? It's because she had a problem. She had, according to this passage of Mark chapter 5 and verse 25, she had an issue of blood. In Hebrew, we call it zavat dam. The word for issue comes from the Hebrew word zav. She had a constant discharge of blood. And when a woman has a constant discharge of blood, according to the law, she was reckoned to be an unclean woman. In fact, if you just put your finger here for a moment and turn with me, please, to the book of Leviticus, please. Turn to Leviticus chapter 15. And I want to read for you a couple of verses what the law said when a woman had this issue of blood. Leviticus chapter 15, this is the word of the Lord. This is the law that God had given our people Israel of old before they even entered into the promised land. Just after they went out of the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, he prepared them as they are entering into the promised land. And he gave Israel, our people of old, instruction. So in chapter 15 of the book of Leviticus, it says in verse 19, and if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart for 7 days. And whosoever touches her shall be unclean until the evening. Verse 20. And everything that she lieth upon in her separation shall be unclean. Everything also that she sitteth upon shall be unclean. Notice that. That this woman, according to the law, a woman that had an issue of blood, she had to be separated or unclean for 7 days. Notice in verse 25 of the same 15th chapter of the book of Leviticus. Verse 25, it says, and if a woman have an issue of her blood many days now, it's gone beyond those few days. Now, if she had many days out of the time of her separation, or if it ran beyond the time of her separation, this is that 7 days, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of her separation, she shall be unclean. In Hebrew, the word is tme'ah. Tehiyeh tme'ah hi. And then verse 26 said, every bed whereon she lieth all the days of her issue shall be unto her as the bed of her separation. And whatsoever she sitteth upon shall be unclean as the uncleanness of her separation. In other words, beloved brothers and sisters, ordinarily, a woman who would have an issue of blood, zavat dam, should be unclean for 7 days. But if it gone beyond the 7 days, she will be reckoned to be unclean for as long as the issue of blood will continue on. But you see, this woman of Mark chapter 5 and verse 25, whose name is not even mentioned, she had an issue of blood for 12 years. She couldn't enjoy that which she would have loved to enjoy with the Israeli Hebrew Jewish community in the synagogue and with the community around, because that's the desire of all, to be part of the community. But because she had this issue of blood for 12 years, she had been like an outcast. It's very similar to someone who had leprosy. Leprosy kept the leper shunned and out from the community of the people of Israel. Now here we find out this woman that had this issue of blood for 12 years. Before us is set right now to show us the complete contrast between Jairus, that is Yair, a wealthy man, public man, leader among the people of Israel, and a woman whose name is not even mentioned, who had 12 years an issue of blood, who is an outcast. Both of them had a need. The one was well-to-do, the other one was, you might say, poor. We're going to see it in a moment. The one had a great position in the community, the other one was an outcast from the community. The one was, you might say, well-to-do, the other one was poor. The one was man, the other one was woman. Complete distinction. And yet both have a need. This is teaching us something that is so amazing. As I was preparing myself for this message, it reminded me what the Apostle Paul, that is Shaul, said to the Corinthians. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 26, he said to them, "For ye see your calling, brethren." He said, "How that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many nobles are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that are mighty. And the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, God hath chosen, yea, the things which are not, to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." You know, the lesson is simply this. It doesn't matter what the position of one is here in this community, in this world. It doesn't matter whether we are male or female. It doesn't matter how rich or poor, how well-to-do we are or not, or respected or not respected. All of us have a need. And there is one that is ready to meet our need. Yeshua said, "Come unto me, all who are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest to your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." And so while he was on the way to Yair's home, something happened. A certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years, and notice it says in verse 26, she suffered many things of many physicians. You have gone to every doctor in these days that existed there in the Galil, and perhaps you went to Judea, to Jerusalem, and she wanted some help because 12 years with this issue, zavat dam, the blood is flowing and flowing and flowing, discharge of blood. She needed the help of the physicians. But apparently, no one could help her. No one could help her. In fact, look what it says here. She spent all that she had. You go to this doctor, you pay so much. You go to that doctor, you pay so much. And you go to the third one, you pay so much. And you go to the fourth one, and you end up, because you have a need, and you go to all these physicians, you spend all that you can, because after all, you are no longer in the community. You are an outcast because you ceremonially cannot be among the people. So she spent all that she had. In fact, it says here, she was nothing better, according to verse 26. In fact, she grew even worse as time goes by. Will she continue the 13th year and the 14th year and the 15th year? Well, she didn't want to continue this way, but she heard that Yeshua was there. The one that the whole land have heard about. The man that came, was born in Bethlehem, raised in Nazareth. The man who came from heaven, the Mashiach himself, who proclaimed that he is the one that wanted Israel, our people, to be ready. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel, the news that I bring to you. And so she came. And you can just imagine, she was wrong in following the press. She could not touch anyone because anyone she touched is defiled immediately. Because as we read in Leviticus 15, if she was sitting on a bed, that bed was defiled. She had to be outside of the community for 7 days. But look, she came when she had heard of Yeshua. And she came in the press, in the multitude, among the multitude, behind him. And you notice, she touched his raiment. And you know, I love that passage because in the Gospel of Matthew, it says, he doesn't say it here, she touched the hem of his garment. And I don't know if you know, and we probably should know, that again, God gave our people of old who came out of the land of Egypt an instruction. That when Israel would come into the land, Israel should put tzitziot in a corner of his garment. Let's read that in the book of Numbers this time. Turn with me to Numbers chapter 15 for a moment. And I want just to show you verse 37. Earlier we read Leviticus 15. Now Numbers chapter 15. The same law, the Torah Moshe, the law that God gave to Moshe from Mount Sinai, and God have instructed Moses. He said in verse 37, the Lord said unto Moses, saying, verse 38, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes. The Hebrew word is tzitziot. That's where you get the word tzitzit. In the borders of the garment, throughout their generation, this is verse 38, why? They will put upon the fringe of the borders of ribbons of blue. And then he says, and it shall be unto you for a fringe, that ye may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, and that ye seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which ye used to go a-hurrying, that ye may remember to do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. Now those tzitziot on the four corners of the garment were colored with blue, and the blue will remind Israel that there is a God in heaven to whom they are accountable, and therefore that they are to submit to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob and live a holy life that is pleasing to him. It was like something to see. You touch your garment, you lift this up, and you say, oh, blue, I'm accountable to the living God. It's like a reminder. And yet, we can see that as Yeshua was passing by, and I'm confident that he had the tzitzit as he lived among our own people, she just touched the hem. It says the English hem, in the Hebrew it says knafot bgadav, the corners of his clothes. And he does say, notice that, and I'm back to Mark chapter 5, and she touched the clothes of his garment, for she said, and I'm reading now verse 28, if I may touch but his clothes, that's all, I shall be whole. Now notice, beloved brothers and sisters, the faith that this woman had in the person of Yeshua. Now let me remind you that the faith that she had and the faith that Yair had was in the person of the Lord. He didn't die as yet. He was not buried as yet. He didn't rise again as yet. He was going to do so later on at the end of his ministry. He's going to die for the sin of this world. But the faith was in a person of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. They believed that apparently he came from God. He is the Mashiach. They didn't quite understand what you and I understand today, because we have the whole canon of Scripture. We can look to the Gospel, we can look to the Epistle, we look at the Book of Acts, and we read all the, what you call, Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant. They only had the Tanakh, and their understanding of what's going to happen was limited, but they believed that Yeshua was the one whom he said to be, the Messiah, the one who came from heaven, the one who came to introduce the kingdom that is going to come, the one that was promised by our forefathers, the prophets. So she said, if I'm going to only touch his clothes, just a touch, I will be healed. And so amazing how she came and she touched him. And you notice what it said in verse 29, straightway, no delay, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. No delay, beloved brothers and sisters. How wonderful to see. She touched the tzitzit. She touched the corner of his garment. And in a moment, in a second, she was healed. And as we read here in this verse, her fountain of her blood was dried up. No more draining of the blood, no more the issue of the blood. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And the Bible call it a plague because the flowing consistently, the flowing of the blood for 12 years became as a plague to this poor woman. For 12 years, beloved brothers and sisters, we see here in this passage. And so we move along. And we see now again this story or this event is sandwiched between the event that is happening to Yair, to his daughter that is dying now in his own home. On the way to Yair, to Jairus' home, all of a sudden this event occurred. A woman plagued with an issue of blood, believing that Yeshua was indeed who he was, the Messiah, touched the corner of his garments, and immediately she was healed of that plague.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m., at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.